Today is Monday, April the 23rd, 2018, and we are at Raven Landing in the Founders Room here in Fairbanks, Alaska. I'm Nona Howard, and I'm here with Myrna Bertrand. And Myrna, I want to thank you for coming today and sharing with your story with us and being part of the Raven Landing Resident Stories Project. And we'll start this interview with a little biographical information. Can you tell us when and where you were born?
I was born in Clark, South Dakota, on July 11th, 1936.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up in the same area, about 10 miles from Clark, on a farm in Raymond, South Dakota.
Tell us a little bit about your childhood, if you had siblings and et cetera, et cetera.
I had a twin brother and sister and an older sister, and I came way far behind.
You were the baby of the
family. I was the baby of the group.
Yeah. Were you way far behind, or how many years different?
There was like 9 years, So I was way far behind.
You were way far behind, yeah. So tell us about your growing up and your going to school.
Oh, my first year, I walked about a half mile to a little white schoolhouse on the corner. And the next year, I started school in the city, which probably had about 150 people in it at the time. And I went to school there from first grade through high school. Graduated from high school in this little town. And anyway, that's basically it. I was helped on the farm.
What kind of farming did you do? Anything particular?
Nothing in particular, just general farming, raising different grains. We had cattle and a few cattle and sheep and pigs and back then, just what farmers had. That was
basically it.
And maybe a couple of horses. I can remember horses early on, before we got the tractor. And other than that...
Did you have any friends close by to play with on the farm?
No.
So, and your siblings were older than you were? Mm-hmm. No. And you antagonized them, I bet you.
Well, when I could catch up to them, they ran. And there were some neighbors about a half mile down the road, lived right across from the school. And unfortunately, they were nasty little boys. And so they were I can't even consider them friends. They were just nasty little boys.
Did your grandparents live close by or anything, or was that?
No, I don't remember my grandparents at all. Like I said, and I came along kind of late in life, so consequently, aunts and uncles, that lived, around, but not grandparents. Yeah. They were gone.
So are there any stories that you'd like to tell us about your parents or your ancestors?
No.
No?
It was a good life. I remember nothing bad about or unhappy. It was a happy life. A lot of love was shared, and but there was really... You lived, what you did is you went along every day because that's the way life was. You got up in the morning, there was always chores, there was always something. And as I got older, there was working in the field, and you were busy all the time. And But beyond that,
it was just a normal life.
Mm-hmm. That's what I knew.
Yeah. And so how long did you stay there? Were you graduated from high school?
Well, then I went to work in a store in the big city of Clark, which was maybe had 1,000 people. And I worked there in a they carried just about everything. And then friends had gone off to college, and I just didn't really know what I wanted, and I didn't want to really go to school. And so anyway, I did start college in Brookings, South Dakota. And I started in the fall, and I had a sister that lived here in Alaska, in Fairbanks. And they came home for Christmas, her and her husband. And I wasn't happy going to school. That isn't what I wanted. And anyway, she said, why don't you come back to Fairbanks with me? And I knew how my parents would react to that. But there was just, I just couldn't stay where I was because there was no future. I wasn't going to be a farmer's wife. And so anyway, my parents and I came to an agreement, and they said, you have to do what you want, what you feel is the right thing to do. And if you feel you have to leave, then that's what you have to do. So I left, and I came up to Alaska.
What year was that?
1954. I came up over the highway. We drove up over the highway in January. And so it was a real experience coming from a one-horse town and going to another one, because that's basically at that back then.
That's what Fairbanks was.
But it was interesting. It was a whole different life up here. And so I had a different kind of education up here. And so it was...
So you went to work when you came up there?
In January, it's pretty darn hard to find a job. And so my brother-in-law was helping me. I put on my sister's parka and her mukluks, and I walked around town, and there was nothing. And he found me a job, my brother-in-law did, as a waitress on Fort Wainwright in a snack bar in a barracks. And I was really green. I mean, I had just fallen off of the pickle wagon, believe me. And I lasted 3 weeks. And then I got a job in between the Lacey Street and the Empress Theaters.
Oh, yeah.
And I worked there for a while. And prior to that, I take that back. Prior to that, I worked in Woolworths. And then I got a job at the theaters. I figured there was a little more movement there, a little more maybe.
And Woolworths was on Cushman Street, between third and fourth, I think,
And so in between time, I had met some friends of my sister and her husband. Had a military young man that they wanted me to meet. And so then life happened. That's when they sent me home, back to South Dakota. And they said, well, if you have to, he has to meet mom and dad. And if he's going to he will find a way to go back to South Dakota and get you. And he did. That December, he came out for Christmas, and we were married on Christmas Day.
Oh.
So it was...
And what year was that now?
And that would have been in 55.
55.
So...
Mm-hmm. So you married him, and then you came back to Alaska?
Because he was in the military. And so we were up here. And then the next year, well, in 55 and 56, my oldest daughter was born. And we were up here for another year, and then we transferred to Florida from here. So it was a real growing up. I grew up when I came up here, you know.
Yeah.
Because it was a very sheltered life back in where I came from.
Yeah.
And so I never regretted coming up here. And
so then he was in the military, and then did he ever get transferred back up here, or did you?
No, we went to California from Florida. He was transferred there. And then he... about a year he was up there, and they thought he had real bad asthma. He had a terrible time. And anyway, they gave him a medical discharge. And once he got out of the military, his asthma went away. It was just like that. And so anyway, we lived in California for, we had a daughter born in Florida. We had, our first one was up here, a daughter born in Florida, and then when we transferred to California, we had one in California, another daughter.
So you had three daughters.
Three daughters. And then we came up here, back up here in 65, I think it was, we came back up. So, and moved up here, and my sister's husband, they had been in a real bad car accident, and he didn't make it, and we came up here kind of to help her out, and we've just been here ever since.
Okay, so... Tell us more about your career, because I know you had one. Did you go to work eventually again, or did you start your store?
Yes. Well, I waited until the youngest daughter was up here during the flood. And then we had... at that time, I was working. I had just started back to work because she was in. Once she started school, the youngest one, that's when I went back to work, and I worked as an office manager and secretary for about 9 years, and then.
Where was that?
The hotel and restaurant employees.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And I worked there. And then the Shoppers Forum Mall opened up sometime right in there. And I had a close friend that had opened up a bookstore. And there just happened to be somebody backed out on a area that they were going to have a store in. And... I went ahead, and my husband and I talked it over, and we decided that we'd mortgage the house, and I was going to become a store owner.
And so you opened?
Something Special, it was called. And so that was back in 76.
76.
And we opened up the store, and my daughter's... My oldest daughter was pregnant with her first child, and she worked with me, and so all my daughters pretty well worked with me all the way through. And so we were there for, 18 years? And we just kind of outgrew the store. We couldn't, it was time to move on and to expand. And so we moved over to River Mall. And we probably had twice the space. And meanwhile, my kids had gotten married and all that good stuff that happens in life. And there were babies, but we moved the store over there, and the son-in-laws helped get the store. There was a little remodeling and painting, and they took care of all that. And so it was a family project, big one. And we opened up there, and the store.
Was that after Dick died that you moved?
Yes. Yep, yeah. It was.
Yeah.
But we got it all lined up, and it worked out real good. So, but the family was huge. The boys really got in there and worked. So I couldn't have done it without them.
Good. So is there anything that you would like to tell us about your career that you would not want to be sure that you wanted your descendants to know?
Well, with my daughters working with me, there wasn't much that they didn't know. And told me a few things.
Well, maybe someday one of your great-great-grandchildren will go to the university and listen to this.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they want to know how in the world they ever got to Alaska.
No, it was a great experience. Wonderful people. The people was, to me and to my daughters, that's such a special part of having a business. For us, it was. You get acquainted with so many.
You're involved in the community.
Yes, very, very much. And it just, that was one of the most rewarding, and that's been one of it's one of the bad parts of closing the store, is because you've made friendships, and you look forward to seeing these people. That you can just stop by and say hi, and that's no more. You know, it's just a real, real special thing, the contact that you have.
Right. Okay, can you tell us about some of your fondest memories?
I just told you all of them.
Okay. Well, can you tell us how you came to Raven Landing?
Well, I had a friend by the name of Nona Howard. And she said, I want you to see. We were both kind of in the same boat, I think. It was time to sell the house because there was too much work that had to be done. And my husband had passed away in 89, and sure, I kept up the inside, but the guys could only do so much on the outside. And
your son-in-law.
Yes. And they had homes, and there was just so much work, new roof, you know, new furnace, everything. And so we decided it was time to sell. And Nona comes and says, I have found this place that has these beautiful condos or apartments, whatever. And she said, you got to come and look at them with me. So we buzzed over here and looked. And I was very impressed also with the same as she was. So I put my house up for sale. In January, I went outside to see my brother. That store was closed in September. The end of September, we closed the store and just had a tremendous closeout. And then in January, I usually went to see my brother for a few weeks, and I put the house up for sale. And it didn't really even get on the market. And somebody bought the house. I was in California and got everything lined up. And gosh, I moved out in probably the end of January, early February. No, it would have been February or March.
What year was that?
5 years ago, whatever that was.
Wow. 13.
Okay, yeah, that's it. That's it, exactly. So anyway, that is basically, I came in.
What's your experience been like here?
It's been great. It really has. Great people. People have come and gone. For one reason or another, and it is a comfortable place. It's up to you as an individual. You can whatever you want to do or how you want to plan your life, or if you want to participate in activities, which there are a lot of, it's all what you feel comfortable in doing. And the people, everybody's compatible, it seems like. So, and you're your own person here.
That you can be independent. And
yes, still, and, absolutely.
But, yeah, good. Okay, a fun and final question. I want you to tell me, what is or was your favorite age and why?
That's a hard question. You know, age has never meant anything to me. It really has had, I don't feel it's had any influence on me. I never worried about it. And my favorite, I don't know, my least favorite was when I turned 80. I thought, oh my God. But no, I don't know.
Life was just good to you.
I was just going to say, it was a good life. My family was all around me. It was good. We had grandbabies and then great grandbabies. And so I can't say that there was any, of course, the special times when my husband was with me, but life continues on. And so it was just, like I said, all I can say is it was good because my family was here. So
good.
That was it.
Well, I want to thank you so much for participating in this program, and we really appreciate your contribution. And that's Myrna's testimony, and I would like to say that I have known Myrna since 1960, probably 65 or 66. And our daughters brought us together because they were buddies in school, and I don't know if it probably first grade. I don't remember. Kindergarten or first grade? And that was the days when you went to each other's houses and checked the houses out to make sure that. So I had to visit her house. She had to visit my house. And then the kids might be able to go over there and play. And they've been playing ever since. But I just had to say that because it's been a long time. She owned a store. I owned a store. We had a lot of things. Her husband died. A few years later, my husband died. So we had things in common.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. Okay, that's all for today. Unless you have something else you'd like to say.
No, I don't. And if my grandchildren or great-grandchildren come in and hear me, hi, kids, I love you. Ha ha ha.